This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Miles Garrett says, rush the quarterback.
Well, we have a plan to get there and keep them from dominating the game, and we'll go out there and enact that.
And he wants to get to Ben Roethlisberger. Listen, so there's all the things going on. There's a laundry list. You have a backup running back that's going to play. Mm-hmm. You have, and I think that not a lot of people have, you know, James Washington is busted up a little bit. So your receiving core, you don't know what you're going to get from them. Antonio Brown didn't go through preseason all that much, although I think he'll be okay. You have Alejandro Villanueva, I don't think has looked really good in the preseason. I think he's got to get a lot better. You have a tight end situation that's in flux because everybody's favorite guy in, Ladarius McDonald can't get on the football field. So there's him. You have a defense that you're installing a brand new defense. You finally have Hayward and Tuitt healthy together. But what's going on in the middle? At linebacker, Shazier, who's going to step up and play for Shazier?
Rookie safety.
Yeah, in the back end, you're playing a rookie safety. All those kind of things put together. But does it offset by the fact that you're playing the Cleveland Browns?
If this were an opener against the Patriots in Foxborough, the city would be on fire right now. People would be losing their minds. But It's not. It's the Browns. And everybody's just kind of looking at it and go, it's the Browns.
I'm with you.
They'll figure it out.
I'm totally with you. That it should be tilted. The balance should be tilted toward all that stuff that I outlined, mm-hmm. right? And in emotional chaos with this football team.
Right.
Because of the running back.
Another week of drama.
But that can be maybe channeled into bonding together and getting behind James Conner. Nonetheless, it's still something that you don't streamline sort of your thoughts and just roll into the first game. It's something that's thrown you in a tizzy a little bit.
Right.
But all of that, and then you look up at that schedule and you see at CLE, and you're like, okay, I'm not too worried. Like, it's counterbalanced by the fact that that's the opponent.
Preseason week 5.
And I get back to, until they show they're not the Cleveland Browns of old in the same old with the Cleveland Browns, then I'm not going to be worried. But if it was any other team, pretty much, and I mean it, just about any other team in the NFL, I'd probably be worried about this week one. I'm not.
And if it were, I think too, if it were any other offense, because the Browns defense, we saw it last year in flashes, right? The Browns defense is better. Mm-hmm. It is. It can slow down the Steelers, especially a Steelers offense without Le'Veon Bell, maybe limited a bit as far as weapons go on the offensive side for Roethlisberger to use. But the Browns offense is still the Browns offense, and Tyrod Taylor is their quarterback. And you could tell me Carlos Hyde is Carlos Hyde. He'll be Carlos Hyde until somebody actually makes contact with him and he falls apart.
Then he'll run and hide.
Yeah, and then, okay, I look at the Browns, and I don't see them scoring any more than 19 points on the Steelers. And Chris Boswell could go out there and kick 7 field goals, and you'd win the game.
And on the flip side of it, tell me all about how important preseason football is for marquee receivers. Because Julio Jones goes out, gets 10 and 169 last night, and Antonio Brown hasn't played at all, mm-hmm. for the most part, in the preseason. He doesn't need to get up the game speed. AB's going to go out there. He'll be AB. You know, because that's been some people's concerns. What's going on with AB? He hasn't been out there. Okay, Julio Jones went out there cold and caught 10 for 169.
The one thing will be the timing. And look, with Roethlisberger and Brown at this point, it's kind of innate, I'm sure. But it does take, I would think, a couple plays to get that innate sense of timing, that innate sense of rhythm back. And they didn't, look at last night. Matt Ryan did Matt Ryan things by throwing the ball to places where Julio Jones couldn't physically catch them and come down in the end zone. So with Roethlisberger and Brown, I look at it and say, okay, we can go the length of the field. The question will be what happens when we get down inside the 20.
Yeah, and again, the tight end situation does scare me just a little bit, but it's the Browns. It'll all be okay. Jim, you said something about Bethany Beach, right? Like in a couple weeks you may be going?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm on to something.
What's that?
What's one of those states that got legalized gambling?
Oh, Delaware. I didn't even think of that.
No, you didn't even think of that.
Oh, I didn't think of it. Okay. You're not headed to Dover Downs?
Well, hold on. Can we roll back the tape to 559? Yeah. I'm thinking of gambling.
Yeah, right? I mean, this is all adding up. It really is. You can't fool us anymore, Jim.
Fool us once.
I know.
I'd kind of forgotten about this, but based on your success a year ago,
I
was actually considering taking a very small amount and just starting to go with you. Go with your picks.
Does Colin get a cut of that? What was my record last year? Did you keep the record on football picks?
Bet his own money.
Yeah, I'd have to find it, but it was like 56 and 30 or something like that.
It was on
solid.
It may have even been more. It was
no, I think it was better than that.
Yeah,
I'm up 23 units this year.
Units? Did you like that? That was something else.
Here we go.
What
was it?
Oh yeah, 56, 32, and 2.
Okay,
was
a
16, and then last year was 43, 28, and 3.
Not bad for
That's
the past
quality.
2 years.
Yeah.
That'll get you paid in Vegas.
Yeah, I know, but you know how that goes.
How many units you taking to Delaware, Jim?
Yeah, right?
My marital
No,
unit.
I don't know how that goes. Tell me, Jimmy the Greek.
No, once you actually start betting, like we make picks and may do okay, but once you start putting real money down, that's when things change.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.